The U.S. Department of Justice announced a zero-tolerance policy in illegal immigration earlier this year. That policy has recently come under scrutiny for news that children are being separated from their parents as they enter the United States across the Mexican border. A group called Mountaineers for Progress hosted a protest Monday evening against the policy. Titled March to Keep Families and Children Safe and Together, community members gathered to march urging representatives to stand up against the policy. In attendance was Reverend Wes Bergen. Bergen came to America from Canada over 20 years ago. He says that this is a race issue, not an immigration issue.
There's 100,000 Canadians living in this country illegally and nobody cares. That's fine because most of us are white.
Although the issue is not happening close to West Virginia, protesters say it is important to stand up to the issue no matter where you are. One candidate who is running for the State House of Delegates, Danielle Walker, says the issue is important to her because she is a mother of two sons. She believes West Virginia is often forgotten about, but that people in our state have the ability to help others.
Mountaineers take care of one another, and that's what we're doing here.
The protesters walked 1 mile, starting at Congressman McKinley's office, then ending in front of Senator Capito's office. There, they stood outside the building and guest speakers spoke about the issue. Democratic nominee, who is running against McKinley in this fall's race for West Virginia 1st Congressional District, Kendra Ferche, says she believes the 100-tolerance immigration policy should be important to everyone.
It doesn't necessarily directly impact us at our West Virginia border, but we're Americans and we should be standing up against these practices.
Organizers of the rally passed out slips of paper with numbers to call if people wanted to take action. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jillian Brooks in Morgantown.